quick question for you.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Can I ask you a question?
Can you dig it?
Yes, guy.
Can you dig it?
Yes, guy.
The man with the words you've been dying to hear.
Yes, guy.
This is the Yes Guy Show with Jim Taddy on TSN 1050.
Can you dig it?
Oh, I believe the answer to that is yes, guy. Yes, guy, yes, guy, yes, guy. Welcome aboard, Jim Taddy and Perry Lefko, noted author, journalist, and whatever guy, Perry Lefko. Perry, how are you today, sir?
Well, Jim, I'm feeling good, but right off the top, last week on Yes Guy, we had it out, and I have to say, Austin Matthews, you said, give him time, no need to rush him. I said, no, he should start right away. You asked me, we talked about the Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. I kept going on about Kansas City. You kept going about Buffalo. So right off the top, I want to say, in the words of Arthur Fonzarelli, I was wrong.
I was ruined.
Wow.
Kind of stuck in my throat there, stuck in my throat.
Ralph, look. I was ruined.
Well, actually, you got it up better than the Fonz. I mean, you just admitted it. You were wrong. Sorry, guy.
I had to be honest, guy. You were right. I was wrong, and Arthur Fonzarelli just couldn't say it, but I'm humble enough to say I was rrr, okay?
Yeah, okay, you were rrr. That's right, you were. And we'll pick this up with Yes Guy, No Guy, the scintillating end to the broadcast, in about 50 minutes from now. In the meantime, let's set this up. We have the Mayor John Tory on this morning, very shortly going to call us in. Payal Doshi will be by. She's a digital media contact specialist, content specialist. So we'll find out how that machine works. And Ron Foxcroft, who is the chairman, founder, and CEO of Fox 40 International, chairman and CEO of Fluke Transport Group, and involved in everything, but he's got this new product out. It's a mask with a whistle. That's impressive. He's going to be by to tell us about that. And as I said, Yes Guy, No Guy later on. So that's, I mean, that is, I mean, there's a guy who created a whistle without a P in it and now has a mask with a whistle in it. I mean, that's impressive, isn't it?
Everything Ron does is impressive. Mutual friend of you and me, sponsor the show, and I'm going to set the over-under of about 11 in terms of how many names he drops during his segment.
11, okay. And unfortunately did not birdie 17 at the Burlington Golf and Country Club on Thursday. Otherwise, he'd be leading the show. So he's going to be by later on. And now that we've mentioned his name so many times, are you ready for the hockey season? Shop the Fox 40 Call, the official whistle of the NHL, on fox40shop.com. Use the code YESGUY at checkout for 15% off your order. Looking for an experienced real estate agent? Charles Park, managing broker, Remax West Realty Brokerage, has 26 award-winning years of real estate experience. So looking for the highest level of knowledge, experience, and service? Put Charles Park in your corner. Visit charlespark.ca or call or text him at 647-292-8886. Servicing from Hamilton to Kingston, from Toronto to Muskoka, Charles Park will not be outworked by anybody. And I should also thank Herb Braley, who has re-upped his sponsorship on the Yes Guy Show. So, Herb, thank you very much. Everybody's buying in here. I like that.
Well, it's impressive to have sponsors, and certainly Herb's been with us from day one. So we appreciate what he does and what everybody does, because it just shows the support for our show. And, of course, our show is nearing our one-year anniversary, so that should be pretty exciting.
Yeah, this is, what is this? I can't remember. Is this episode 47 or 46?
I thought you're supposed to
be keeping
tabs
no.
on that.
Yeah, I am.
No,
it's episode
matter.
47. It's episode 47. So 5 weeks away from completing the year. And, you know, it's going to be fascinating. John Tory will join us very shortly. I mean, just the ground that he's had to cover over the last, what, 18 months? You know, uncharted waters, as they say. So it'll be interesting to see what he has to say. And I'm going to ask him this. I mean, I looked at his background. There's no sports broadcasting for him. He's been involved in sports in management positions, but he has a sports guy delivery, does he not?
I hope he does, right? And I hope he says yes, guy. And I've just been told that he's such a busy guy, he's probably going to be a couple minutes late from when he was scheduled to be on, which is probably about a minute or so from now. So, I guess we have the option of breaking and then coming back to him, or if you want to just keep talking, it's up to you.
Well, we'll just go on here. Help us understand so I could actually set up the next guest after him in the second segment, Payal Doshi. What do we need to know about her? She's a digital media content specialist, so works for the Miami Heat, right?
Yeah, I mean, about 10 or so years ago, I did a sports writing course at the University of Toronto continuing education program, and she was one of the students. And she made it clear right off the top, she wanted to work in television, she wanted to work in basketball. So I guess when we talk to her, she's going to say how she went from, you know, going to school at Seneca College all the way to end up working for the Miami Heat. I think right now she's on maternity leave, but it certainly would be an interesting story for anybody who wants to get into the business to learn about how Payal took her own individual route. There was a lot of ups and downs, but she was very focused and determined. So that'll be interesting to hear her talk about her experiences.
Okay, we'll do that next. John Torrey will be by. Also, and at the bottom of the hour, Ron Foxcroft. Get back in the court this basketball season with Fox 40 products. The Fox 40 tri-layer mask and other close vicinity products allow you to blow your Fox 40 whistle while keeping everyone around you safe. Don't forget, use the code YESGUY when checking out. Receive 15% off your order. And if you are an experienced real estate agent looking for comprehensive value and a distinct advantage, contact Charles Park, managing broker, REMAX West Realty Brokerage, offering state-of-the-art technologies with exclusive coaching and mentoring. For a confidential interview, call Charles at 647-292-8886 or email charles@remaxwest.net. This is the YesGuy Show on TSN 1050, live on your radio, live streaming and podcasting and on demand on Apple CarPlay and Android Auto through the iHeartRadio Canada app. The YesGuy Radio Show, Jim Taddy, Perry Lefkoe with you. This segment is sponsored by Braley Financial Advisors Incorporated. Financial advisor Herb Braley, ready to help you with your financial needs. If you want a comfortable and real conversation about your options, contact Herb at 1-877-734-3055 or visit his website, BraleyAdvisors.com. And you know, with 30 years of experience, Herb will help you do what you want to do with your money and get it back to you when you need it the most. Now, that's a real good equation. Financial clarity and comfort with Braley Financial Advisors Incorporated. Be heard outdoors with a Fox 40 electronic whistle, 100 decibels at the press of a button. Buy yours now at fox40shot.com. Use the code YESGUY for 15% off your order. Coming up very shortly, Payal Doshi will be by. She's the digital media content specialist. And right now we have Mayor John Torrey. Mayor, welcome. How are you today, sir?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Very, very good, thanks. So obviously you're busy this morning.
Okay.
Can you tell us what you're up to?
Well, I'm just on my way to a vaccine clinic. This weekend, we've established vaccine clinics in, I think, 20 different malls, and it's just part of our ongoing effort to make sure that everybody gets vaccinated. We're at about 82.5%, I think, of people fully vaccinated, but that's necessary for us to be able to go to the sports venues and, you know, be safe there and to go to the restaurants and to go to work and just to be, you know, kids being in school. So I'm going to highlight the fact we have these 22, I think, mall clinics this weekend, so if people are doing a bit of shopping or they know where the local mall is, they can go and get vaccinated. So that's, and I've been at two art events this morning, and I'm talking to you. Now, which one is the yes guy? That's what I wanted to know.
That's Jim. Jim is the
well, that
yes
would be
guy.
Me. Guilty.
No
sorry,
guy.
Mayor. Guilty.
In our business politics, they call it a yes man, not a yes guy, but it's a, I presume it's the same thing. Anyway, never mind. I digress.
No.
Anyway, John, you and I have known each other a long time, and I just wanted to say, probably next to the captain of the Maple Leafs, being the mayor of Toronto may be the most scrutinized job in the city. What's it like being the mayor?
It's actually a really exhilarating experience, and for the benefit of the listeners, they may think Perry is a young man, but he's actually really, really old, because he has to be old, because where we first met each other was when he was covering the Canadian Football League. And I was first the chair of the Board of Governors, and then I became, by accident, the commissioner as a volunteer for 4 years in the days when the league was really struggling and we had to get it back on its feet. And he was covering it, I will say, very fully and completely, which is good. We needed the publicity. But that was, let's see, that's 9 plus 30 years ago. So you must be at least 70 now, Perry, but good, and you're, but you're looking good. The job is a great job because, you know, you get to take part in all the happy events, you know, whether it's the Blue Jays' recent playoff run or whether it's sports or whether it's things that happen in arts and culture. You also have to deal with tragedy, you know, whether it's a pedestrian losing their life or whether it's Yonge Street van attack or the pandemic has had a lot of tragedy, but it's a very interesting job and the people are wonderful. And the challenge of the job is like no other that I've had. And I've had lots of interesting jobs, including being commissioner of the CFL.
Now, you have, I mentioned John, this earlier, you have a sports guy type delivery. And when Lucas Meyer does the impersonation of you and me, it sort of sounds the same. I mean, where did you get that delivery from?
I don't know. You know, I think I got it from actually was my mentor and my friend and who was a huge sports buff. I'll tell you a story about that in a sec. Bill Davis, who was the premier of Ontario, huge Argos fan, huge Blue Jays fan. He just loved all sports. In fact, when he used to come into the office on our worst days when I worked in the premier's office back then and terrible things were going on in the government, he would pick up the Toronto Star and he would just ignore the front page, which might have some really awful headline about him, and flip straight to the sports section, because I think he knew that sports, you know, are one of those kind, sports are those things that can kind of relax us and bring us together and cheer us up and inspire us. And, you know, especially when our teams are doing well. And if you think about the run that our teams are having now, TFC's in a bit of a rebuild, but, you know, the Leafs are going to be exciting. The Blue Jays, you know, really fought hard to the end. I think the Leafs are going to be exciting again. You know, you go on down the list. The Argos are in first place. I mean, you know, but that inspires people. But I think I got my delivery from him, so it's now from him to me to you, because you're way younger than me, and I just hope that Lucas goes on imitating us, because imitation is the most sincere form of flattery, isn't that what you say?
Yes.
Yes, guy.
Yes, yeah, yes, guy. See, the yes, John... guy just said yes. He did. You're right, Barry. He just said yes.
Yes, guy, I did.
I should put it. Don't you? Jim, don't you think John Tory is the greatest mayor ever in trial? Now do it. Go ahead.
Yes, guy. Yes, guy. Yeah. Yes, guy.
No.
Talk about self-promotion. All right.
Yeah.
John, the Grey Cup. All right. Well, the Grey Cup's coming back to Hamilton for the first time since 1996, and a good friend of ours, a good friend of yours, Ron Foxcroft, who will be on the show later on, asked me to reminisce about the last time the Grey Cup was in Hamilton and what you did to try and get like 9,000 tickets sold and what happened after that.
Well, I didn't do it, but I'll tell you what, it was a memorable Grey Cup, mostly because of the extraordinary conditions in which the teams played. And I'm proud to say the Argos won the Grey Cup. Look, I had to be neutral when I was commissioner, but if you don't think it caused me to have a certain moment of pride, not once but twice, as a lifelong Argo fan to present the Grey Cup to the Toronto Argonauts, it was quite something. And I remember when I had the cup in my hands, and they took a little television break for a commercial before the actual cup presentation, and the Argos were all standing around. I mean, of course, they're rather large men to begin with, and they were just fresh off the battlefield, and they're just saying to us, saying to me, rather, just give us the effing trophy. Well, the commercial's wrong. I'm thinking, well, I can't do that because the TV networks are, you know, having paid good money to have the rights. But it was a day when there was snow. People will remember snow all over the field, such they had to plow the yard lines at halftime. And I'm talking serious plowing here. But Tim Horton stepped up. When you say people sold 9,000 tickets, Tim Horton stepped up and kind of helped us distribute and sell those tickets. And they also stepped up in a little known story, and made sure that all the money was available in the bank account, to pay the players at the end of the game. Cause the way it works, again, fans wouldn't necessarily know this, is when the game's over, the, league officials go to the dressing rooms and give the winning team check for each player, cause they all disperse the next day and the losing teams get the losing team's checks. And there was some doubt about whether it could be the money in the account the next day. And they were telling me I'd have to go down to the dressing rooms and say, please don't cash these checks for 2 or 3 days because they might bounce. Well, I wasn't about to go down and say that to a bunch of guys way bigger than me. And so Tim Horton stepped forward and made sure that it saved the day. But you know what? Hamilton having the Grey Cup not once but twice in the next couple of years is fantastic. It's a great host city. They've got a great new stadium. And I just hope the weather cooperates, although that snow made it interesting.
Mayor, I wish we had more time, and I think you'll know the response I'm searching for here. I hope you can come back soon.
Yes, sir. Yes, guy. I'd be happy to come back. There's nothing more relaxing than for me to talk about sports and, you know, old sports stories, because I've been around the sort of sports world and I love it. And I love what you guys do, you know, chronicling that and talking about that, because lots of people love hearing about that too. So thank you for having me on, and I will look forward to coming back.
Okay, thank you very much. And yes, guy, on the way out.
Bye-bye. Yes,
my, that is Mayor, Mayor John Tory, who figured out the routine. Let's go to guest number two now. Payal Doshi is here. She is a media content specialist, digital-wise, in the States, lately working for Miami and now on maternity leave. Payal, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for stopping by. Now, let me start off by saying, if you're a digital media content specialist, how do you make that work?
Well, I was managing their mobile app. So I was curating all the content that is on the mobile app that you see on our pages, sending out those push notifications as we gear up to start the season. I am currently on maternity leave, and it's been fantastic just to work with our social team along with our web team, and just develop creative ideas and like execute them as we mentioned, prep for the start of the season.
Well, Payal, I mentioned before at the start of the show about how you took my sports writing course probably about 10 or so years ago at the University of Toronto Continuing Education Studies, and you appealed to me right away as knowing you wanted to be in basketball. You were very focused. So tell me how you went from being, studying at Seneca College to making your dream come true to working for an NBA team.
Well, it was a lot of networking, I would say, that really got me to where I wanted to be. A lot of knowledge within the sport as well. And to your point, I was just so passionate about the NBA, about basketball. When the Raptors first came into existence, I knew this was a team I wanted to follow from the get-go. And what could I do? What are the steps I could take to get me to that stage? Instead of writing homework in my agenda, I would write game summaries in it. I started a YouTube channel, and I really tried to hone my skill set to best develop, to be something and just get noticed. And I mean, there were so many doors that closed, but there were also opportunities that opened for me. And so it was taking that next step. I remember getting an opportunity with NBA Canada, and the way I got that opportunity was my manager seeing a tweet that I wrote that got me in, and that landed me an opportunity to grow their social following and to then go on to the next step and then the next step after that, and eventually move to the U.S. Of course, I found my partner through the game of basketball, and that evolved into us now having a baby and, working for the same team. So it's definitely the road that was a little unconventional, but that got me to where I am.
Yeah, I just want to go back over that. I mean, it sounds like that when you were a student at various levels in school, you just were driven by your passion for sports. So how did you find your way? And you had to have some perseverance there, because I'm sure that a lot of people were trying to talk you out of that. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. It was tough. I mean, it's definitely a male-dominated sport is in general, but it was just the grounding I had and I was so persistent in what I wanted to do that I knew I could do it. Like, I mean, my parents did definitely think it was a phase that I would grow out of it. But I just kept pushing, and I just knew how much I studied. I would go through NBA.com, look at the stats, look at the standings and make sure I knew the in-depth ins and outs of players. So I would, when a conversation, I could hold the conversation on my own when it came to speaking to others within the industry. So that definitely helped her take me to the next level.
So Payal, you experienced basketball in Toronto with the Raptors. When you went to the States, you saw what it was like working for the Miami Heat. How is basketball in Miami different from what you knew of basketball in Toronto?
I would say that there's definitely a large fan base, as there is in Toronto. But it's also a place where everyone is so passionate about the game here, too. And I see it when I'm you know, just going for a walk to the grocery store. Like, you just see everyone decked out in their heat gear, or everyone just so excited to head to the arena to catch, to watch a game, to they definitely understand the product that's out there on the court, and are really into the game, and are really passionate about seeing the new players in this instance of, as a familiar face, if you will, Kyle Lowry, with the team. And we saw this preseason what he can bring to the table, just as he was with the Raptors. Especially different to see him in a Heat uniform, but he's definitely going to bring that extra edge and energy to the table.
So there's got to be somebody listening to this that can identify with your story in terms of how your career tracked. What advice would you give them?
I would say just to be passionate, follow your dreams. If there is something that you want to do within sports, know that it's possible. Know that there are people out there that are willing to help you. You just need that one person to really say, hey, you know what? I'm with you. I know you can do it. I believe in you. And that will in turn will help motivate you to strive for your dreams and to get out there and do what you want to do.
So while I referenced, you know, how we first met, and there were people that had different interests, and yours was specifically basketball. Would you suggest for people that want to follow their dreams, they focus on one thing, or they may look at a bunch of different things and hopefully they get to what they want to do?
I would say don't limit yourself. In this instance, yes, basketball. I just knew that I was dedicated and wanted to do that. But I would say just go out there and know all sports. And, you know, maybe there is something and an aspect of one of these sports that you really fall in love with and that you want to take that next step into learning more about it. Don't feel like you need to limit yourself, because there is no ceiling. You know, there's opportunities are endless. So definitely be adventurous and curious about what's out there.
Payo, thanks very much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it, too.
That's Payo Doshi. She is a digital media content specialist at Payo Doshi TV is her Twitter account. Our previous guest, Mayor John Tory, at John Tory, is his Twitter account. And Perry, just before we break, I want to go over something. You know, she said, and you asked her, you know, would you be specific to, you know, just pursuing the one thing? And, you know, I've taught for well over 10 years, and one of the guys that reminded me of sort of her track was Josh Lundberg when I taught him at Centennial. He just said, like, he had that basketball passion and pursued that, and it worked for him. And I guess the message really is, and you could dive in here, is you know, there are many ways to go about this, but you know, you have to have the passion and you have to be persistent, and you should believe in yourself, because that's where it all starts. But there are so many ways to do this that there is no set way to do it, is there?
No. You have to be passionate. You have to be thick skin, because there's going to be some obstacles in your way. But Payo also mentioned something very important. You should diversify. So even if you want to do basketball, get as much experience as you can, and then hopefully you'll find your way to what you want to do, and by then you'll be ready, as opposed to trying to go for what you want right away and you won't be ready and it will show.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you do need somebody somewhere along the chain of events to say, to encourage you to say you're doing right, because that does help a lot. Anyway, we're going to step out. Coming up next, Ron Foxcroft. He is the chairman, founder, and CEO of Fox 40 International, among many other things. This segment is sponsored by Braley Financial Advisors Incorporated. Financial advisor Herb Braley, ready to help you with your financial needs. If you want a comfortable and real conversation about your options, contact Herb at 1-877-734-3055, or visit his website, BraleyAdvisors.com. With 30 years of experience, Herb will help you do what you want to do with your money, get it back to you when you need it the most. Financial clarity and comfort with Braley Financial Advisors Incorporated. This is Yes Guy on TSN 1050, live in your radio, live streaming and podcasting, and on demand on Apple CarPlay and Android Auto through the iHeartRadio Canada app. Homeowners are first-time buyers. If you're considering purchasing, refinancing, if your mortgage is coming up for renewal, talk to Dean Romani, TMG SafeBridge Mortgage Solutions. Dean will provide you with custom-tailored mortgage solutions for all your needs. You can contact Dean on Twitter at MTGDean. Visit his website, DeanRomani.com, or give him a call at 416-885-1761. And you know, Fox 40 is proud to announce the launch of Ron Foxcroft's new book, The 40 Ways of the Fox. Order your copy today at fox40shop.com. Net proceeds will go to Liberty for Youth and City Kids, two organizations that do wonderful work in our community. And it says The 40 Ways of the Fox, and yet we have number 41, which is to have a mask with a whistle in it. How does that happen? Mr. Foxcroft, are you there, sir?
I really am, and how's Perry and Jim Taddy today?
Well, it's a yes guy to that. We're doing fine. Perry's a little delayed, but he's okay.
That's great. You know, you had John Torrey on, one of my most favorite people. And you know, he actually, he repeated something that's in that book. Nobody can ever do it alone. He made reference to his mentor being Bill Davis. And boy, I'll tell you, Jim, all of us should have the great fortune of having a mentor like the late, great Bill Davis. Maybe that's one of the reasons why John Torrey is such an amazing individual. He said another thing, Jim. I want to stress this. He made a comment that nobody covered the CFL. By the way, the CFL is my favorite sport, even though basketball is my business. Nobody covered the CFL in the media better than Perry Lefko, and that is 100% true. Perry Lefko did an amazing job, and I would like to see him back in the media covering CFL in addition to the job he does on Yes Guy.
Yeah, it's going to be tight.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Now, you brought up the whistle mask, and you know, your previous guest, who was amazing, she said, you know, you have to believe in yourself and you have to have passion. When we invented the whistle, quite frankly, we didn't think that there'd be any other use for it other than solving a problem for me in a basketball game. So we did the Fox 40 P-less whistle, and I thought, you know, if I can do 300 of these darn things, it'll help all the referees in the NCAA basketball who are having the same problem I was having with a P-whistle. 61 referees in the NBA, so we'll make 361 of these things, we'll be done and solve a problem. Who would know by diversification that it would be used in every other sport, search and rescue, safety, lifeguards, everything around the world, to the point where we're now making 15,000 or selling 15,000 Fox 40 whistles a day, and they tell me every 8 seconds somebody somewhere in the world is buying a Fox 40 made in Canada.
Well, that's pretty phenomenal, Ron. And didn't you tell me that one of your sons was sort of the inspiration or helped to create the idea to have the whistle in the mask?
There's no question about it. In fact, that son is CFL referee number 30, Dave, on 4 o'clock today, working the CFL game on television. But yes, the short story, he came to me and he said, this pandemic is going to be more serious than what you think it is or what everybody thinks it is. I actually thought the pandemic, when it was announced in March 2020, would be over. And people were suggesting it would be over by April 6th. Well, we all know that that's not true. So he said, you know, blowing a whistle, everybody says when you're standing talking, you should have 6 feet apart. But when you're blowing a whistle, you excrete droplets beyond the 6 feet. So he came up with a crude prototype of what we call a Fox 40 protective pouch that goes over the whistle that stops the droplets from going outward. And then shortly after that, the NBA called and said, you know, we want to resume play in a bubble. Could you help us? We heard you're developing this protective pouch that goes over top of the whistle. So we made thousands of these things, provided the NBA so they could resume play in a bubble. Well, then the short story here is other jurisdictions started to legislate. If you're going to return playing sport, coaching sport, refereeing sport, you have to wear a mask. Well, that was a problem because how are you going to wear a mask and blow a whistle? You could cut a hole in the mask, put the whistle in, which defeats the purpose. So our engineering department, everybody, Dave, Ronnie, everybody at Fox 40 put our heads together, and we have, it was quite an engineering feat, working with Nyko Apparel in Hamilton, Joe Camillo, and we came up with a triple-layer, lightweight mask with a whistle in it on a swivel so that it's triple-layer, it's safe, and you can actually put the whistle in your mouth while wearing the mask, drop it, put it back in again, and it's safe. It's got silicone earlobes, so you can adjust it. It feels good around your ear. It's got a it's got a lanyard on it. And one of the things, Perry, that we had to deal with, our whistle in some sports is tuned to the precision time system. So the 125 decibels activates the clock in all these arenas. So we're not only selling a mask and safety, but we're selling sound, and we can't compromise the sound. So the material could not in any way compromise the sound, which it doesn't. So now we have a Fox 40 triple layer whistle mask. And just one other thing, a lot of people, Glenn Grunwald and Herbie Kuhn at the Raptors, are wearing it in every day where you have to wear a mask because it's a lot easier to talk wearing the Fox 40 whistle mask.
Look, I got to say, first of all, you know, if you could somehow record a video of those brainstorming sessions where you come up with this stuff, that'd be a fantastic TV show, just to see all the steps you go through. And you know, we've had sort of a theme with our guests today of how to do this. That what I'm struck about, and I know you don't like to talk about yourself, but you go step by step, and some people miss that in this world. They're too busy focusing on the finish line. But you took that whistle idea and over basically a career have turned it into something that's groundbreaking and ahead of the curve. How do you do that?
Well, you know what, Jim? You're right. By diversification, passion, believing in yourself, I'll be really blunt with you. When I was developing the P-less whistle, everybody in the entire world, including my family, said a P-less whistle is the dumbest idea I've ever heard and it will never sell. But as your previous guest said, you have to have passion. You have to believe in yourself. And, you know, Jack Donahue, one of my mentors, and, of course, Kitch McPherson in Hamilton, Jack used to say when we roomed together and traveled together, he said, you know, dream big dreams. And I believed in that. The other thing about the whistle mask I'm so proud of, Brian Krupelo, CFL referee number 73, friend of my son Dave, number 30, he's a Métis CFL official, works for the Winnipeg Police Department, and he handles the communication between the police and the Indigenous people in Winnipeg. They have taken our mask. We made it orange for them with a logo on the side, Every Child Matters, to he wanted to keep the conversation going about truth and reconciliation. I am so proud of that the CFL got behind it, and every CFL official wore that orange mask with Every Child Matters on the side for an entire week, and every CFL official made a donation to the Bear Clan, the Indigenous charity in the city of Winnipeg. Jim, you know what? It's a heartthrob to know that we're making a contribution. I know we're making a profit with the whistle mask, but it's also about keeping our friends, referees, coaches, people involved in sport safe, because health and safety is paramount.
Well, Ron, you know what I think of you? You know, a really inspiring guy. I had the over-under of names you were going to drop at 11, and you hit the mark perfectly. So I want to thank you for
that. Oh, my goodness. I really appreciate it. And Jim, you know what? Where the NBA season starts, I get to work my first game as the replay coordinator on Wednesday. I hope you're covering that game. And watch for
our first game is Friday.
Okay. Well, I'm on Wednesday, and watch for Herbie, the amazing PA announcer of the Raptors. He'll be wearing the Fox 40 whistle mask because he can talk better in the whistle mask, and it's safe.
Well, when I see you sometime in the next week or so, I'm going to have to check one of those out.
Absolutely.
Ron, one quick question.
Go ahead, Perry.
Okay, very quick question. Hamilton's going to become the Grey Cup this year. It's coming back in 2 years. As a person who knows the Hamilton community well, I'm sure you must think this is really, really good for just the CFL and Hamilton.
You know what, Perry? You never go wrong doing the right thing. Obviously, having the Grey Cup in 2021 in Hamilton is amazing because it's an amazing CFL market. But in some ways, not game day, but other ways, festivals, it'll be a little bit restricted this year because simply COVID. And I think having it, I want to applaud the CFL because having it in Hamilton in 2023 is the right thing. It allows Hamilton to show everybody in this national, international audience of Grey Cup 2023 what Hamilton is all about and how they can put on a festival and a show like nobody else. And I am so happy. As you know, I co-chaired with Marty Pakin in 96, and John Torrey was an amazing commissioner back then. But this is a real chance, opportunity to showcase Hamilton, not only in 21, but in 23.
Ron, thanks very much, as always, and your continued support is really welcome here. And, you know, I know that time is running out for the birdie on 17, so keep me posted.
All right. Always a pleasure to be on Yes Guy.
Thank you very much. That's Ron Foxcroft, Chairman, Founder, CEO of Fox 40 International, Chairman, CEO of Fluke Transport Group, Chair of the Hamilton International John C. Monroe Airport on many, many boards, involved in a lot of things in the Golden Horseshoe and the Toronto area. No question about that. On the way out, and Yes Guy, No Guy is next. I don't know how we top where we've been, but homeowners are first-time buyers. If you're considering purchasing, refinancing, if your mortgage is coming up for renewal, talk to Dean Romani, TMG SafeBridge Mortgage Solutions. He specializes in mortgage financing for purchases, refinances, home equity line of credit, and private lending. Dean will provide you with custom-tailored mortgage solutions for all your needs. You can contact him on Twitter at MTGDean, visit his website, DeanRomani.com, or give him a call at 416-885-1761. And this is what we were talking about. Let me find that copy here for the Fox 40 whistle. Yeah, get back in the court this basketball season with Fox 40 products. The Fox 40 tri-layer mask and other close vicinity products allow you to blow your Fox 40 whistle while keeping everyone around you safe. Don't forget, use the code YESGUY when checking out. Receive 15% off your order. This is Yes Guy, the radio show on TSN 1050, live in your radio, live streaming and podcasting and on-demand and Apple CarPlay and Android Auto through the iHeartRadio Canada app.
Yes Guy, No Guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, drivers and passengers, time now for the fully sanctioned, no rights required edition of Yes Guy, No Guy and the Yes Guy radio show, because it's all part of the Yes Guy family. Go ahead, sir.
After the Bills soundly defeated the Chiefs, I should learn my lesson and join you on the Bills bandwagon and become part of Bills Mafia.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, Guy. Or you could consider joining the Detroit Lions Mafia, which is, I think there's only two guys in it. So nonetheless, yeah, Yes, Guy, the Bills are in great shape. That was an impressive win with the old rain delay. The lightning delay, so the lightning round sort of worked out there. So I have to ask this question based on the one you've just asked. Yes Guy, No Guy, the Bills will win out this year.
No Guy. Okay, I'm going to join you on the bandwagon, but let's be honest, there's so many games ahead. It's inconceivable that they won't lose a game, so I'm going to say No Guy.
Inconceivable. Go ahead, sir.
All right. The injury to Peter Mrazek is major cause for concern for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
No guy, not today. Check in on Monday when there's a little more known about it. But it's hard to say at this point. Those are interesting ailments, the old groin stretch thing. Yeah, could be, but not today. So I'm going to say no guy right now, but I have the rights to renew my attempt at this. Yes guy, no guy, you still believe the Bombers will win it all?
Yes guy. The last few games, they haven't been as crisp and efficient, particularly at quarterback, but they're winning. They're not giving up any points in the fourth quarter. Yes guy, they may be the team that wins out going forward. They lost one game to the Argos, but this is a really, really good team.
Beware the team that has no battle with adversity, because sooner or later it happens, and the longer it takes for that to happen, the less chance they have of winning everything. Are you ready for this? Yes, guy, no guy. Yeah, okay. Yes, guy, no guy. You, because the Jays are out, you have lost interest in Major League Baseball.
No question, yes, guy. I think it's hard to really cheer for or get invested in a team in which you haven't been following all year, and we're still going through withdrawal from the Jays losing. So, yes, guy, I don't care.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, with all these scary movies, because it's coming up to Halloween, it's worth remembering that the best goalie mask of all time was the one worn by Michael Myers.
Yes, guy. There are actual goalies that wore something like that at some point, which goes into the, I guess, the evolution of goalie masks, which is quite scary unto itself. How about you, sir?
I love that mask, particularly because no matter what happens to Michael Myers, he always comes back, but he maintains a loyalty to that mask.
Yes, and he hasn't been shut out yet. But anyway, go ahead, sir. You must have another one in there.
I'm just wondering, with Austin Matthews getting his ear pierced, should you and me just follow the lead and get our ears pierced?
No, guy. Not interested in that at all. But you can if you want.
No, guy.
Yeah, it's a personal choice, of course. I don't know where you are in this, but I'm not into piercings. Sorry, guy.
Okay, I did have my ear pierced at one point, but I gave it up. How's that?
Oh, so that means it grew over and you have to do it again, right?
Yes, no. That's a yes and a no, guy, at the same time.
Okay, let's try and squeeze one more in. Yeah, well, for you, yes. So let's make one more here. Strange but nice to see a full crowd at Scotiabank Arena.
Yes, guy. And I think the team needs it. Who knows what it's like for these players when they have to play without any sound. It does help motivate them. So, yes, guy, it's great that the crowd is back.
Yeah. Anything else?
I would say no, guy. Are we, and I apologize for there's a 3-second delay here today, so yeah. It's been a difficult time for the show, but hopefully we won't have it going forward.
Yeah, okay, good. Thanks, Perry. I want to thank our guests, John Torrey, Payal Doshi, and Ron Foxcroft, for stopping by. And, of course, most of all, I want to thank you for supporting us and listening. And here we go. Yes, guy. See you next week.
Yes, guy!